Welcome, ladies. I'm so excited to be here. And I just want to say that I really applaud the work that Tracy's doing and many women like her who are bringing tremendous awareness to the diversity challenges in our field. You know, we've started with gender, but there's a lot of conversation that's circling around all of diversity and inclusion in tech as a result of these conversations that have really escalated in our industry the last couple of years. And it's why I have a ton of passion and lead our Women in Tech initiative at Capital One, but I also am leading diversity inclusion overall for tech. And people ask me often, am I hopeful? And I look around rooms like this, and I have to say that I am absolutely hopeful and excited to see a few male allies here as well, which is a really important part of the work that we're doing. I'd love to spend my next 15 minutes talking to you more about the Women in Tech Challenge and Diversity and Inclusion Challenge. Tracy did such an awesome job on that. I'm not sure I would have a whole lot to add. And what I really want to do is talk to you a little bit about today is how technology has really been transforming financial services. I'm one of those women in tech that's been around since the 80s when women were at the height of representation in tech. And I have stayed in, so I'm not part of the women that dropped out. And I think that I can bring you a little bit of perspective on how technology has transformed banking, but also why you might want to even think about a career in banking and how valuable it can be. So, you know, technology has really transformed as a result of customer expectations. But one thing that you might not realize is just how old banking is. I've been around banking a while, but not as long as a lot of these banks. Within the top 10 banks, Capital One is the only financial services company under 100 years old. And as a result of that, at being only a 20-year-old company, we think it kind of brings us a unique perspective and that we maybe have a little bit of a fresh approach to the way that we think about banking. But in reality, tech has really been changing banking for the last few decades. So I want to give you a little bit of a sense of that. I can attest to the fact that when I was a kid, which was maybe a lot of years ago for many of you, but not that long ago, there really was no technology in banking at all. You got your paycheck on Friday, you went down to the local branch, you deposited your check, you got cash back. If you wanted to use a credit card, there were these machines that are pictured here on the slide, but it was this big clunky machine, and you handed your credit card, and they put it in some carbon paper, and that you signed it, and that actual document made its way back to you in the mail. The physical document you signed in the store got mailed back to you. I know you're all thinking, like, how is that possible? And so even over the last few decades, technology has really started to transform financial services. And today, of course, people mostly direct deposit their checks. They get cash from an ATM machine. And, of course, millions and millions of credit card transactions are flying all over the world at lightning speed, all as a result of technology. And, you know, I will tell you that another thing that I wanted to share with you is a little bit of my perspective on the fact that technology in financial services is somewhat unique in my perspective. It was an industry ripe for change as a result of this massive amount of transactions and how manual it is. But I also became to appreciate just how much technology really means in financial services when I spent a couple years working in manufacturing in my career. And what I found was, although that technology was extremely important in manufacturing, the conversation was a lot around the thing that was manufactured. The machine, the car, the widget, whatever it was that was actually being manufactured was largely the conversation. And what I found from my technology career in banking was that, in fact, technology is really all there is in financial services today. I mean, we don't make anything, right? Everything that we do is entirely delivered through the technology that our associates use or our clients use. And so it's a completely digital experience in financial services, and so it brings a little bit different role of technology, and it's really central to the strategy of a bank. But the other perspective that I want to give you is from a time that I actually, early in my career, even while I was still in college, I worked as a teller at one of those branches that was cashing checks and having conversations with people. And what I really came to understand was that people's financial health is a really, really personal conversation. You know, they will share many things with you because you know everything about their financial health. And it can be really gratifying to be able to have a conversation with someone about how you can help them save. How do you help them save for their Christmas presents or to be able to send their child to college or to retire? These are really important and big deal things in people's lives. Or maybe you can get them a loan to buy their first house or a loan to help them through a hardship. I mean, it really is a personal and meaningful conversation that you have with people about their financial health. And it gave me such a sense of worth to be able to do that. And this whole combination of being able to apply my love of technology with helping people with their financial health is really what's kept me in banking and in financial services for 30 years now. So even though the last few decades have changed banking with technology somewhat, the last few years it has been staggering the pace at which technology is changing financial services. And it's not just traditional banks that are thinking about how technology can be applied to fintech. Take a look at this. There's a company out there called VentureScan. And they track all the venture capital investments in various sectors. And financial services technology, or fintech, is the leading sector. There's been $18 billion of investment in VCs in fintech with over 1,000 startups. And that doesn't even count companies like Google and Apple that are also thinking about how they disrupt the financial services industry. And so it really is amazing the amount of disruption that's there. You kind of see the traditional bank that kind of had an end-to-end product suite being somewhat unbundled. So you have companies that are focusing just on the lending or just on the payments or just on the investment advice. And so it really challenges traditional banks to say, we have to think differently. If we're going to bring the best solutions and we're going to compete with these disruptors, we have to kind of think like these disruptors. We have to start to offer our products in a way that is consistent with this, and we have to think about the way that we actually offer technology and how we actually create technology that's consistent with this. When I think about the business that we're in, it's really truly about creating the best digital products and digital experience. And so really, at Capital One, we're thinking about, in order to be a leader and to compete with all these disruptors, we have to be really great at building software, and we have to be really great at using data. And so what we think about is, how do we stay current on all of the financial trends that are out there? We have to think like those disruptors, like those innovators, and we really studied startups, and we tried to understand how is a startup successful, and how do we take our technology organization with thousands of people and start to think about operating just like these startups. And so some of the tech trends that we really have paid attention to are the ones you see here. Let me start with big data. You know, Capital One was actually founded as a data company. There was an idea back in the 90s by our founders that if you looked at the data and consumer practices, that you could create credit card offerings that were unique and compelling, and it completely disrupted the credit card industry. And obviously, the amount of data today is completely overwhelming, and the opportunity that we see by utilizing that data, by starting to apply big data practices, machine learning to that data, is going to continue to enhance the products that we can offer our customers. So let me just give you one example. One of the leading reasons that customers were calling our call centers for their credit card information was they would look at their statements and they wouldn't recognize a merchant. And so they would call to say, I don't really think I did this transaction, I don't really recognize this transaction, and frequently is because they didn't understand who was the merchant, because the descriptions can be very kludgy. And so we took big data and we tried to marry up information so that now on our online statements, we can give you a very descriptive merchant name, the address of the merchant, and you can even click to the location. And we have done all that through big data technology, and it basically then saves our customers a lot of time having to call us to be reminded where that transaction was. So it's a really unique way that we've used data. Another trend that we're really keeping an eye on is open source. You know, we really believe that we have to build collaborative software collaboratively. And not only are we a user extensively of open source technology, but we're also contributing back. We had our first open source project that went live last fall, and it's a product called Hygieia. It's a development operations dashboard that allows a development team to track through a configurable dashboard where they are in their development pipeline. And we continue to contribute back to the open source community at Capital One. The other thing that is really disruptive in the industry is certainly cloud and public cloud use. And it might be somewhat not intuitive that a financial services company would be out thinking about how we actually move all of our applications and data to public cloud. But we actually believe that our time is better spent with developing software and developing great digital experiences for our customer and not having to build infrastructure. So we've really been very passionate about the opportunity that public cloud provides. In fact, my boss, our CIO overall, spoke at the reInvent conference just last year. So we're really excited about the speed to market and the opportunity that we get from public cloud technologies. Design thinking is another practice that we employ at Capital One, and hopefully some of you got to attend our workshop yesterday afternoon that was on design thinking. It's really the way that we take what we know about banking and what we know about technology and marry it with the empathy of our clients and really understand what they really want from us. And we feel like we create better products through our practices of really getting our customer feedback and through that design thinking practice. And finally, the last trend is talent. This is such a challenge for our industry. Tracy mentioned that we expect to have about 1,000 or 1 million person shortage in this industry. And so getting the right tech talent, the right diverse talent is such a challenge. And so we are heavily focused on talent. Historically, we would have hired from banks. We would have hired from other financial services companies, and today we're not. We're hiring from tech companies, and we're hiring hundreds of college students every year because we really love the fresh perspective and new talent skills that the college students are bringing to the table. And it also has forced us to rethink the way our physical offices are even designed. We work more collaboratively now, and our offices now look much more like a startup than they do a traditional bank. You would not recognize that you were at a bank when you come to our offices today. One of the things that all of this technology disruption has done is had us rethink the branch strategy. So how many of you have been to a branch in the last 2 months? Bank branch. Very few hands are up, a few. I'm going to actually invite you to go to a bank branch here in a minute, but when you think about the fact that customers today are largely interacting with their banks through digital channels, right? Our mobile app is used 2 times more often even than our online app, and certainly more often than our branches. It really causes us to rethink what is the role of the branch. It's becoming less and less transactional and much more about information. And so it's caused us to kind of rethink our branch strategy. And we've created this concept called a Capital One Cafe. It is a non-traditional branch. We don't have tellers in these branches. We have Pete's Coffee. We have free Wi-Fi. We have community areas and community tables. We love it when people come into our cafes just to sit and do some work. In fact, we have stories of people who have started companies in our cafes, which we love. But we do have Capital One associates there who can help you get information. They can help you apply for a loan online. They can help you open an account. They can help you understand what product is right for you. And so there is information available in the cafe, but it's really a way that I think you can see the way that technology is really disrupting financial services and creating these great digital experiences, including the way we think about how we produce our branch strategy in these cafes. It's sort of like this transformation is really clear when you see where we go with the branch strategy. One of our most recent cafes that opened is right out on Harvard Square. So they are open today. Would love to see you all stop by. We even have some coupons in our lounge area here that you can get a free cup of coffee. So would love to see you stop by one of our cafes here right on Harvard Square. I would love to talk to you more. If you have any questions at all, I will be in our lounge area that's right here behind the stage for about the next hour or so, and would be happy to answer any questions that you have about the great career that I've had in banking and technology, or anything around our diversity and inclusion work as well. So thank you all for your attention. Have a great afternoon.